Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tony in the Tax Quips forum. She just wants to confirm. NSF charges are allowable, aren't they? Years ago, as an auditor, she says, I used to disallow them. At some point, I was told by either review or appeals that they are allowable. I still don't think they should be, and a client who racks up thousands each year said he was told they're not allowable, but doesn't remember where he heard that. Well, Tony, let's face it. Insufficient funds are not a standard sensible practice in a business, and frankly, there's really no excuse for a long string of NSF fees. If you don't have the money, don't send the check out. Simple. What do you gain except the animosity of your vendors? The infrequent fee is common. Reconciling errors, math errors, and so forth, those are and should be allowed. I don't remember seeing anything that says a high volume of NSF fees are allowable, and they're not a function of an ongoing business. Personally, I tell my clients they may not deduct them. If that's what it takes to prevent them from such destructive behavior, so be it. But looking at the law, IRS insists that credit card NSF fees are income to the credit card issuer, so the logical corollary should be that they're deductible to the payer, right? But who expects logic? In one discussion forum, someone posted that Pub 334 says bank fees are deductible. Oh my goodness, that references to routine bank fees, like the monthly fee, the fee to receive the paper copies of your checks, fees to get checks printed, you know, routine things. That doesn't refer to excessive overdraft fees. The old standard, ordinary and necessary, will still hold true. Excessive NSF fees are not a normal cost of doing business. $50 a month? Maybe. $500 a month? Nah! That's purely bad management and poor vendor relations. And remember, you can find answers about all kinds of questions about bounced check charges and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.